This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The views, thoughts and opinions expressed are the host's own and do not represent the views, thoughts and opinions of Epilogue Media Private Limited. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes and or entertainment purposes only. Listener discretion advised.
Welcome to episode 79 of the Dread Indian Show, and OpenAI boss Sam Altman fears that Terminator might soon be a reality. Ding 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 ding. Ding ding ding. Okay, that's bad sound effects. So, the first news comes from the States. OpenAI boss and ChatGPT guru Sam Altman always carries a blue backpack with him. Now what does he carry inside the backpack? Let's find out. So, for people who don't know, like me, until last month, OpenAI is an American artificial intelligence research laboratory. So basically, they developed artificial intelligence tech. And ChatGPT, who the whole world has been talking about for the past few months, stands for Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Whew. Okay, now I sound very educated. And it is a large language model-based chatbot developed by OpenAI. Obviously, this was all copy-pasted from Google. I can't write this myself, as you guys know. But basically, it's a smart learning software that gives you whatever you ask for free. I mean, in return, obviously, they're learning how humans interact and stuff. So yeah, that's not free totally. And so last night, I was chilling and doing my pre-sleep activity, not masturbation. I was watching food reels because that's what I generally do to kind of, I feel hungry in the night. I mean, you can't blame me. And so I was watching my food reels, and suddenly Facebook threw this video in front of me where they were talking about this OpenAI and ChatGPT boss, Sam Altman, who always carries a blue backpack with him. So I'm like, why does he carry a blue backpack? I got a bit curious. I started thinking, I mean, this guy is the CEO of a million or billion dollar company. I don't know how much it is valued at. But yeah, why is he carrying this? I mean, does he carry his lunchbox in that? His Nintendo Switch? A few clothes in case he has to crash for an after party? Or in case he smokes up a lot, does he carry the munchies? I had a lot of questions. So I went into research, and you will be shocked why he carries that backpack. Okay, it's for the safety of the world. Now you'll ask me why. What's there in the backpack? So basically, with that backpack, he can remote detonate data centers if GPT went rogue, or as I would like to call it, Terminator. So basically, if this Chat GPT or GPT-4, which is the advanced version, goes all crazy and starts taking control of things, then he has the shutdown button in that bag. So yeah, that bag is very important to us if we don't want Terminator to happen. But what the F? I mean, we have seen so many parts of Terminator. Some were totally not required. I think after 1 and 2, they should have stopped. 3 also was fine because whatever she was quite hot. But yeah, so we've seen so many movies and we still haven't learned. Even the richest and the smartest man on this planet, Elon Musk, is worried of AI. And we still continue to use AI just like it's some fun stuff. So there's something called the AI singularity, which is a term coined for when artificial intelligence surpasses human intelligence. Basically, they become self-aware and then Skynet takes over, like they show in Terminator. So that's the reason this OpenAI boss is carrying this particular backpack everywhere. It looks really funny. I mean, you can not funny actually. Anybody carrying a backpack doesn't look funny, but it looks very odd because, you know, this guy is going into meetings and stuff, and he's still carrying that backpack with him. So like, what happened? I mean, does he have like his dudu or something in that? Dudu is basically what the French people call it. I don't know. Or nana. You keep that small teddy bear with you. So it looks like he's carrying his nana in that. But the fact that the main guy in charge is aware that such a thing can happen, now that's really scary. So let's assume the AI does get sentient and self-aware, and it takes over all the computers in the world. And because of that, you know, we are just sent back right into the Stone Age. And, you know, obviously, because all of technology will be taken away from us, and then eventually we'll have to shut down everything. That means crash all the computers and all the softwares. So yeah, till we've come up with another system which cannot be hacked by any remnants of AI in the older software. And don't worry. Currently, all nuclear weapons are safe and they're controlled by humans, which is even more scarier. Vladimir Putin. But I wish there was a backpack to shut down, you know, who. But anyways, and that's the reason, you know, I'm fine, you know, have ChatGPT for all these things, writing resumes, writing articles, creating pictures of Donald Trump wearing a dress or getting married to Vladimir Putin. See, all these things are fine. But if they get control of like other things and weapons, that's scary. Like I think I didn't read an article, but I read the headline where it said that the US government is moving close to have AI controlled fighter jets. I mean, they're not even jets, they're fighter jets. So they have missiles and it's an AI. So yeah, I don't know what these guys do. Have they not seen Terminator? Again, you need to show Terminator to everyone. Like, they are anyways trying to introduce human-like robots to help people around the house. I think even Tesla is coming up with one of them, and they are saying by the end of, I don't know which year, every house will have one helper. So if AI gets sentient and they start an army with these kind of robots, that's Terminator in real life. And you know, this got me thinking, why did we need AI in the first place? I mean, Windows 11 is working great. Google is nice. Inventions like the Roomba, which clean the house, and cooking robots in the restaurants are working fine. They don't evolve like any other appliance. It's not like tomorrow the Roomba will start building a walkable body for itself in the basement while I'm asleep, right? It just shuts down. It's these devices don't evolve. But artificial intelligence is constantly evolving as we talk. And to be honest, if the government well knows that this can happen, they should start training people and humans in combat and using weapons, because I can't even handle a kitchen knife with that confidence. And I think even if my Roomba gets sentient, it can just take me down by sucking my dreads in and dragging me around the house. But moving from one killer technology to what I feel is just a really stupid kind of invention, or whatever you want to call it. So a Japanese firm has created bizarre vertical office pods that lets employees sleep while standing up. Ah, Japan, you never fail to amaze me. So how can anyone sleep in a standing position? Unless you are a bat or a vampire. I mean, bats sleep upside down, but that's also kind of like a standing position, right? Talking about bats or vampires, I've never seen like a Japanese vampire till date. What do you call it? Dracula's son? Aso. I mean, I knew the Japanese are weird, but standing sleeping pods? Yeah, their population is anyways decreasing, and the ones that are left, they want to kill them by lack of sleep. But you can't blame them. I mean, the Japanese invented the capsule hotel. For people who don't know what a capsule hotel is, they are small rectangular-shaped bunkers, slightly bigger coffins, which include a tiny bed, a charging point for your phone or your laptop, a place to keep your footwear, and maybe a tiny TV. So it's kind of like the seats in sleeper buses. But what does this Japanese firm think its employees are? Horses who sleep while standing? Because the company sees them as donkeys. Yeehaw. And the company that's making these pods is called Giraffe Nap. And I don't know whether giraffes sleep while standing up. Horse Nap would have been better. But they also made a cute demo video of a female employee yawning at work. And in America, if this was shown in America, all the feminists would be like, so you mean women are the only one who sleep on the job? Hashtag boycott Giraffe Nap. Yeah, that's what would happen on Twitter. It would last for 3 hours and then they would again jump on Trump or somebody else. So yeah, in the demo, she shuts the laptop very elegantly and heads to the Giraffe Nap pod and enters it and stands or goes to sleep or whatever you want to call it. You guys can go and check the video on YouTube. Very weird. I don't know how anybody can sleep like that. For me, sleep is when you sleep flat on a bed, you know, like horizontal. And to be honest, this pod is taking a lot more space. I mean, why not just have vertical bunk beds? But wait, why encourage sleeping at work? But then this got me thinking about my own escapade where I actually slept at work once. So I remember sleeping in the office toilet. Okay, hear me out. So what happened was, this was the office Christmas party, and this happened during the lunch break, and I had a lot of wine because it was free, and I took my coffee mug, which is quite huge, and I was drinking a lot of wine over there. So I got tipsy. And I was not feeling too well. So I just went and sat on the toilet seat. The seat was down, everything was down. I just sat over there. And I went to sleep. And then suddenly after, I think 1 hour, my boss calls me. And then I pick up the phone, I'm like, oh shit. shit, he's and I was still tipsy. I'm like, shit, he's calling me for a presentation or for a meeting or something important, or he's going to ask me where the hell I was for like 1 hour. So I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. And then when I go to his cabin, he's like, come, let's go to the canteen and have some snacks. I'm like, oh my god, this is what I wanted. I need something to eat. So yeah, it was a scary moment for me. But then yeah, I had some tasty snacks after that. But going back to standing sleeping pods, Japan is known for having a lot of weird stuff. Okay, so as always, I went to research. And sometimes you just don't need to research because you already know about these things. I follow Japan a lot because of anime, and also, like, you know, they have these vending machines everywhere. There are vending machines for everything. So we'll talk about that too. So yeah, talking about the weird stuff, they have something called cuddle cafes. So the first cuddle cafe opened in Tokyo in 2012. So it seemed like a fairly recent thing. This is not like a 100-year-old thing. It's just like 11 years old. And it's called Soeniya, literally sleeping together shop or sleep together shop. So they allow male customers. Okay. They allow male customers to sleep next to a woman for a fee. So for $25, that's the admission fee. And then you pay $40 for a 20-minute nap. In India, this business would go crazy. Okay, talking about the next crazy stuff that's quite normal in Japan. Godzilla is an official citizen of Japan. In 2015, it granted citizenship to Godzilla. Wow. So if that's the case, then who's going to give citizenship to King Kong? America? We'll have to just wait and find out. Okay, the other crazy thing that I came across is there's something where you can rent a girlfriend, a wife, a husband, or even kids. Basically, you can just rent an entire family. And you need to pay them by the hour, and you get to select from a variety of people. This is because a lot of people in Japan feel lonely, and so it's, you know, they just hire this to have that family feel. I saw this on an episode of Conan O'Brien's talk show. So he had come to Japan, and he had hired an entire fake family, a wife, a father, and I think a son and a daughter. And he told he gave strict instructions to the father that, you know, my actual father, he used to resent me and used to talk bad to me, so I want you also to do the same. So yeah, but that's actually the reality over there, and it's a business, and it's kind of sad, but at the same time, that's how life is in Japan. So if you're in Japan and you want to rent parents, which I don't know why anybody would do, yeah, just go ahead. Or just go to the cuddle cafe. That seems much better. Unless the cuddle cafe also is a vertical pod, then forget it. Oh, and the last thing is just too funny. So in Japan, there is a guy at the metro station, and his job is basically just to push people inside the train to make sure that the door of the train shuts. And you know, people are so casual about it. There's a video, if you go and check it out, people are just standing over there like they're just inanimate objects, and this guy is pushing them, and they're just not bothered where the guy can touch the person anyway, in his crotch, anywhere, and he's doing his job. He's pushing because he needs to just push you guys inside, and these guys are just standing over there just trying to, you know, like adjust and stuff. Too weird. If you try the same thing in India, not possible. That guy will be like, forget it, I'm just leaving my job, forget it. And going back to the vending machine talk that I was having, they have a vending machine for everything, for eggs, disposable cameras, and they even have a vending machine for fortune telling slips. So you're going to let a vending machine decide your future? Awkward. But talking about awkward, the next news is actually quite awkward when you hear about it. A 3-year-old toddler climbed out of his crib and walked to a local McDonald's because he was hungry. His mother is definitely not loving it. So this toddler, he has a twin brother, and both were sleeping in the crib, and the mom had crashed on the floor because obviously she was tired after these two kids had troubled her a lot. And when she woke up after a few hours, she found just one kid, and she was like, oh, thank God, one less kid to worry about. No, I'm kidding. She didn't say that. She got really worried and she was scared because she's like, where's the other guy gone? And so she checked all over the house and he was not able to be found. And so then finally she went onto the streets. And luckily, one guy had alerted the police telling that there is a kid or a small child who has come to a McDonald's and he's alone and he's trying to order food and stuff. And then they contacted the mother, and then the mother came and picked the kid up, and you know, she was finally relieved. But damn, a 3-year-old kid walking out of the house just to go to McDonald's, that too alone. This would be a perfect and also not so perfect TV commercial for McDonald's. But I don't think even I would get up in the middle of the night and go to McD's. I mean, that's because I have a food app. But I'm an adult. So yeah, post 12, if I get hungry, I just watch food videos on YouTube and sleep after 2 hours or sad and hungry. So yeah, that's what I do. But what kind of power does McD's have on kids? Not only did the kid climb out of his crib, which is, you know, as high as him, but he also quietly put on his shoes and then opened the door without waking his mom up. The McD's was right across the street, but still, there's a road and it's risky. There are cars passing by. Luckily, nothing happened to the kid. But this got me thinking, does McDonald's put some secret ingredient that has these kids going all crazy? I mean, earlier I also was crazy for McDonald's Happy Meal, but that was purely because of the Happy Meal toy, not the burger. Now at 35, I want the toy, 2 Big Macs, 1 McChicken, 1 extra large fries, and a Coke float and a Choco Brownie. Shit, now I'm hungry. And I'm just thinking, if at the age of 3, this kid is walking out the door, at 10, he might just drive his mom's car to Burger King. But again, you know, I wanted to get to the bottom of this, so I researched, like, what exactly does McDonald's have in their food? And I found out that basically the fats, the sugar and the salt in fast food, which is a high calorie diet, is what kids crave more, you know, because it's our primal instinct to eat a high calorie diet to survive. And so when kids bite into a burger, dopamine gets secreted and then they want more. So basically fast food is like crack to kids. I never knew that. So parents, if you're listening to this podcast, please keep fast food away from kids. We as adults can control. Okay, I cannot control because I think immediately after this podcast, I'll be ordering from McDonald's. But going back to the kids, you know, kids can't control themselves. And as you saw, this 3-year-old kid just walked across the street just to get a burger. I mean, that's actually quite scary. So the only way I think to avoid this is to keep a lot of McDonald's burgers in your fridge or in your house, or just move into McDonald's. With that, we come to the end of episode 79 of the Dread Indian Show. I hope you guys love the episode. And the last news just got me hungry, so I might just go to McDonald's. I'll just order McDonald's. Not the whole McDonald's, but a Happy Meal. But yes, which movie do I recommend you guys to go and watch this week? Since the first news was about something like Terminator, and I recently also just saw the end of the last Terminator that just came out. Terminator Dark Fate. That's my Indian way of saying it. Terminator Dark Fate. So yeah, please go and watch that. It's the same movie, you know. I mean, the story is pretty much the same, but because Arnold is in the movie, so it's cool. There's one part that, you know, I wish I could just be that background guy, you know, who would just kind of, like, you know, in the class, you have this one person who's the joker and says something and everybody laughs. So I should be that guy in the movies, because I think there's one part where they reveal that the girl is the John Connor because of the change in timeline. So Sarah Connor is right there and she's like, "So you're John." Then me, the funny guy at the back, is like, "Just without a dick." But yeah, sadly that couldn't be put over there. So yeah, but please go and check out the movie. It's really cool. If not, just go meet your friends. If you don't want to meet your friends because they're just irritating or you're upset with them, just go sleep, you know, just chill, take a day off, have a cup of coffee, order some McDonald's, and enjoy your Happy Meal and keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPlog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.